This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A friend told me a delightful story about her childhood. When she was in kindergarten, she went to a school that didn't have a good playground. It was made of some material like asphalt, and it was old, so it was pitted and cracked, and it was very small. Every morning, the kindergartners went out for a 20-minute recess. And sometimes, and my friend said it was always a great day when this happened, her teacher would hand each child a very small paper cup. Then she'd take a handful of what she called magic pebbles. She'd throw them out onto the playground so they'd scatter wide. And she'd tell the children to find as many as they could. They had to bend and hunt among the cracks and crevices to try to spot those pebbles. My friend said that on a good day, she might be able to find six of these magic pebbles. When she got older, she realized that the magic pebbles were actually those tiny, brightly colored aquarium rocks that you can buy by the bag. My friend told me that this simple activity was tremendously fun. It was the thrill of the hunt, of course. It was a group activity that every child could be part of, even a child who found it hard to join in games. It was companionable because you could talk, or if you didn't want to talk, you could be silent. Or you could do something else altogether. You didn't have to hunt for the magic pebbles. What gave the pebbles their magic? I asked. Oh, we didn't worry about that, my friend said. The teacher called them magic pebbles, so they seemed exciting, but we didn't expect them actually to do magic. I love hearing about this teacher's ingenuity, her deep insight into children, in understanding how this very simple task would be enormously satisfying to the children she taught. After all, my friend still remembers that game with such enthusiasm decades later. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.